Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
In this special message today, my parents, Harold and Darlene Sala, Guidelines founders, are going to let us in on a few of the secrets of their 58-year marriage. Dad, let's get right to the good stuff. What's lesson number one?
Our secret is really quite simple. Each of us lives entirely for the other, and both of us live for the Lord. We are both committed to the same thing, and that's God's purpose and will for our lives. So we stumble into each other's arms, always wanting the very best for the other person. Having worked and counseled with many people in troubled marriages, I've come to the conclusion that the greatest problem in marriage today is pure, unadulterated selfishness. Me first. I've often referred to it as the AYMF problem. After me, you're first.
Lesson number two would be that we try to focus on each other's strengths, not weaknesses. We'd been married only a few months when we left to do evangelism in Europe. And during that trip, we had the privilege of seeing the amazing Grand Place of Brussels. It got to be evening, and it was time to head back to our hotel. I thought we should go this way, and Harold thought we should go that way. After walking this way for what seemed like miles and not getting to our hotel, we figured out that Harold is better at geography than I am, a conclusion that has proved to be true most of our 58 years together. I, however, tend to be able to better judge people and make decisions about personality and temperament.
Lesson number three is we strive to let each other be his or her own person. I call it the Lapidoth principle. Oh, you've never heard of Lapidoth? Well, you can read about him in Judges 4 of the Old Testament. His wife, however, got more press in her day. Her name was Deborah, and she was memorialized as a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, who was a leader of Israel at that time. In all probability, she was not only a wife, but a mother as well. Yet she was gifted by the Holy Spirit and had an important ministry leading Israel. Lapidoth could well have said, "Hey, women are supposed to stay at home, do the cooking, and raise the children." But he affirmed her gifts and calling. Happiness in marriage is inversely proportioned to the ability of each to affirm the gifts and the calling of God in the lives of each other.
Lesson number four is learning to cope with stuff. Every marriage will eventually be confronted with what Harold and I call stuff, the unexpected that happens when one of you messes up. Like when Harold left our money and passports locked in a hotel safe on an international trip. And at times like this, you have two choices. You realize we're human and stuff happens. Or you hurt the one we love by saying things we'll later regret.
And finally, and I think most important, is lesson number five. Stay spiritually connected to each other. Early in our marriage, we formed a habit that has been with us down through the years, and it will be with us for the rest of the journey, and that is to read Scripture and have prayer together every morning. I've challenged people, if you and your husband or wife have read the Bible together daily, have prayed together, and have gone to church together, and yet your marriage has failed, let me know about it. I have yet to hear of someone who could honestly say, we did that, and yet our marriage failed.
Yes, I will always remember waking up early in the morning and seeing you and Mom down at the kitchen table, reading the Word and praying together. Thank you for that powerful example.
What a joy to be able to pass on some of the lessons we've learned with others.
And remember, you can pray about anything and everything.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, or download a copy, or subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.